welcome back to another episode of Brooks Books. Today, I'll be reviewing What Happened to Rachel Riley by Claire Swinarski, and the featured author is one of my all-time favorites, Debbie Michigo Florence. This book was fantastic. I rarely love a book as much as I did this one. I got it off Hook of a Book, and I was pretty excited to read it. Once I started it on the car on the way back from the library, I was hooked. I loved the way Claire Swinarski writes, and it made me feel like I was right there in the middle of the book. Since I have no emails or comments, let's jump right into the summary. Anna Hunt is a new student at her new school in Wisconsin, and she realizes something is up with her new 8th grade class. There's this girl, Rachel Riley. She used to be the most popular girl in school, and now everyone hates her and Anna doesn't know why. As Anna spirals down the path of discoveries and lies that come with the story, she realizes that this one social issue project is now injustice. Can Anna get to the bottom of the mystery and find out what happened to Rachel Riley? This book was a page-turning, edge-of-your-seat kind of book. I didn't want to put it down. I finished it in 2 days. It was just that good. Let's get into some author information. The author of this book, Claire Swinarski, has written two other middle grade books, The Kate in Between, which I reviewed on an earlier episode, and What Happens Next. I definitely hope she plans to write more. Now time for the first chapter. December 23rd. Miss Odell, I hope that you're having a good winter break. Enclosed, you will find my un-essay for our social issues class. I'm sorry it's late, but I hope you understand. Thanks for giving an incomplete on my report card instead of an F, because that would have given my mom a heart attack. When you first asked us to do an un-essay, I didn't know what to think. I thought maybe it was because I was new and we didn't have things like un-essays in Chicago. We only had actual essays. But then I realized it wasn't because I was new. It was because nobody in all of East Middle's current 8th grade had done an un-essay before. I really liked social issues class, even though some people in this un-essay would disagree and call it a waste of taxpayer dollars. No offense, their words, not mine. I'd like that you let us choose our own topic too. I know other kids worked on topics that seem bigger or more important, like capital punishment or immigration. But you said it just had to be any social question that mattered to us, and that it didn't have to be trending on Twitter or covered on the news. So I asked, what happened to Rachel Riley? Enclosed, you will find the results of my research. In addition to my notebook, you will find one pair of swim trunks, an old iPhone with recorded interviews, a gift certificate for Lee's Dairy Emporium, a purple lighter, a stapled packet of text message transcripts, and a pack of hallway passes. The passes were stolen from Mr. Corey's desk in the art room. You can return them if you want. I hope you learned from everything in this book how Rachel Riley went from being the most popular girl in school to a complete social outcast of the first degree. I also hope you learned that when asking a complicated question, you should be prepared to find out. You should prepare for that question to shake and quake into 1,000 more. Because people, like fires, can surprise you. And lies, like flames, can spread faster than we can put them out. Sincerely, Anna Hunt, 8th grade social issues, East Middle School. I really enjoyed how throughout the book, it was written in a different context, and it really enhanced the story and made it more enjoyable than it already was. Let's move on to some cautions. While this was a great book, there are a few things to mention. Puberty is discussed a tiny bit, and sexual harassment is discussed in the book quite a bit. Alright, time for the featured author, Debbie Michigo Florence! Debbie Michigo Florence is definitely one of my favorite authors ever. She writes in such an understandable way, you can't stop reading. Miss Florence has written countless books, but some ones to note are Keep It Together, Keiko Carter, and This Is How I Roll. She now lives in Connecticut with her husband and dog. Time for some fun facts. Her favorite foods are ramen, boba tea, and sushi. Her favorite things to do are running, hiking, and traveling. Last fact, she is a third-generation Japanese-American. That's pretty cool. That's all for this episode. Stay tuned next week for my next episode. Make sure to email me at brooksbooks13@gmail.com for book recommendations or if you want a shout-out. Bye!